al posto assegnatomi. Ringrazio per l'attenzione e chiamo a relazionare Mr. Kusumsiri, curator World Heritage Site Museum, Sigiriya, Sri Lanka. Grazie. Ma forse così, sì. Beh, ma io lo tengo così. Dai, va bene, lo tengo così.
My topic is the influence of traditional art on art industrial design in an Asian context, Sri Lanka, a preliminary survey. A complex and continuous art tradition coming down from deep historic times which had undergone variation during different periods, different period is found in Sri Lanka. These are some examples. Before the dawn of the Art Nouveau style, similar design motifs and concepts can be seen in Sri Lankan tradition. It underlined the eternal principle that similar artistic creations could manifest in various cultures without necessarily drawing it from one another. This is clearly in evidence in Sri Lankan art in the 18th and 19th century. On the other hand, owing to the European colonial dominance in 19th century, Art Nouveau style had affected in Sri Lankan architecture and art, giving rise to a new indigenous art tradition. This style had taken root in Sri Lanka in the coastal region where the political and economic power of the European was mostly felt. The inspiration received from Art Nouveau style is clearly visible in buildings and Buddhist temple murals in region. This inspiration is sometimes direct, sometimes mixed with the indigenous traditional. The style has been directly used in Catholic churches, government buildings, commercial buildings, and dwellings. In the case of Buddhist temple and certain Catholic and Anglican churches, a mixed European Sri Lankan style has been adopted. Artwork in other areas of Sri Lanka, which did not come under European dominance, retained those features similar to the Art Nouveau style. Artwork of Art Nouveau tradition in Sri Lanka are not as complex and large scale as those in Europe. The prevalence of Art Nouveau style in Europe ended in the early decade of 20th century, but in Sri Lanka, which was a colony, the style was prevalent up to the 1940s. The history of the art tradition with similar features in places that the Art Nouveau style did not reach runs as far back as 5th to 7th century AD. The terracotta decorative motifs found at Sigiriya, the tree and other floral elements seen in the cave of Boulder Garden at Sigiriya, the stone door frame belonging to the 13th century AD at the Galapatha Vihara Bentota in the Gold District in Southern Province may be cited as example. Another two such artwork are the ceiling painting of the wrestlers that may be assigned to the 18th century and the painting of King Kirtisi Rajasinghe in the Tooth Relic Temple in Kandy. Unique creation of the indigenous art tradition where human figures are shown bounded to the creeper design that run freely. In the art tradition that was prevalent in Sri Lanka in 18th-19th century artworks, similar to art onward in frequently seen. A number of floral elements similar to Anuo were used in indigenous art tradition. The Buddhist temple murals in the coastal region of Sri Lanka can be cited as explicit example demonstrating the influence of Anuo on the artwork of Sri Lanka. A special feature is the above the entrance to the shrine room of the tradition, the British state emblem is depicted surrounded by decorative motifs and the picture of Queen Victoria in the center. As a distinctive example that had been inspired by Anuo style, the two frames of paintings of the canopy of Rajamahavihara in Kalaniya near Colombo may be pointed out. The paintings which are delicate belong a blend of animal, bird, serpent and human figures and flora may belong into end of 19th century. Although Sri Lanka is a country with an agricultural base within the economy that evolved on the plantation industry introduced by British, an industrial heritage has been conferred based on plantation industry and its infrastructure. The above industrial heritage very often embodies creative features. Sri Lanka's industrial art was born significantly based on Anuo aesthetic. The industrial art in Sri Lanka based on Anuo style may be divided into five categories: plaster decorative motifs, cast iron artworks, wood artworks, stone decorative motifs, and miscellaneous artworks. Plaster decorative motifs, embellishments done in a relief employed as a decorative methodology involves of building belonging to later half of 19th century and the first half of 20th century are commonly seen in regions of Sri Lanka that have come under European influence. A majority among these decorative motifs are crowns, leaf festoons, and acrotus. Decorative motifs on the glabal facade of the Cargill's and Miller building between 20th century early could be identified as special plaster decorative motif of the Anuo style. On the gable facade of the Colombo Fort railway station built in 1908, a mixed decorative motif of acrotus and festoons is seen. This one. The wall above the portico of the building of the university, now known as College House, display a mixed decorative motifs and festoon. Two unique decorative among plaster decorative motifs are seen on the bell tower of St. Thomas Church in Jaffna and the Whitaway Lady Lodge building in Colombo Fort. This is the Whitaway Lady Lodge building in Colombo. The decoration on the Matthew building in Colombo Fort, built in 1896, displays an entirely different form by comparison with all the above artwork. It contains symbols more inclined towards the indigenous culture. In the center, there is an example, an elephant wearing a casket. On other side, there are two coconut trees and above the picture of a ship. In Anvoy style used for exterior embellishment of building in Sri Lanka artworks with festoon and commonly seen. However, embellishment of buildings of the Anvoy style in the Jaffna Peninsula in the northern province of Sri Lanka, where Hindu culture is prevalent, display the figures of elephant, ox, and other symbolic representations connected with Hinduism. This could be identified as a subcultural phenomenon in the Anuo style in Sri Lanka. Cast iron artworks can be classified into two categories as sculpture and decorations. And right example of cast iron sculpture is the fountain near Tooth Relic Temple in Kandy. According to inscription found there, the coffee planters in Sri Lanka have set up in 1875 in connection with the visit of Prince of Wales. The fountain manufactured in England by George Smith and Company in Glasgow had been brought here and installed. The other category of cast iron works, that is motifs and identifiable in such industrial artwork item as bracket, gates, spandrels, street lamps, and fences. This is the example for brackets in railway station Kandy. The most common occurrence of cast iron decoration of the Anvoy style are seen in the form of brackets in Sri Lanka. A large amount of brackets with decoration is seen in railway stations of the later half of the 19th century. These brackets are decked with floral patterns and the similar largely to the Liyavela, a creeper of continuous branch. It's a traditional art design in Sri Lanka. That is a traditional decorative motif in Sri Lanka. The Edinburgh Plaza in Colombo and the Old Town Hall are two notable instances where floral design have been used in spandrels too. The street lampposts built on the Anvoy style are extremely rare in present. This also displays floral design. These are two examples. Certain buildings belonging to the British period in Sri Lanka retain some example of how Anvoy style has been adopted for cast iron fences. Decorations on the fences of the portico of the Queen's Hotel in Kandy are one such example. They consist of artificial foliage. Another interesting example in the fence in front of Hatton National Bank in Kandy. This is the example for fence close to the Hatton National Bank in Kandy. On the fence near St. Paul's Church in Kandy, there is an example floral design. Gates with decorative are rare creation among the cast iron artworks of Anvoy style. A fine example of this category is seen in the Lakshmigiri building near College House of the University of Colombo. Then wood artworks, Wood artworks are often seen in association with ventilation of buildings. Before European influence, floral design had been used as ventilators, but in regions that were subject to European influence, in wine began to be used instead. Further, woodworks has been occasionally used for spandrels. Such artworks can be seen among the cast iron frames of railway station at Slave Island, Colombo. These artworks are similar to traditional Sri Lankan floral design. Stone decorative motifs. Stone artworks are very rare among the works of Anuo style in Sri Lanka. However, some such artwork can be identified among stone gateposts of 18th-19th century. The two stone gateposts with the floral and leafy motif done 1921 in the old building at Valiveria near Colombo. Miscellaneous artworks. With the diffusion of Anuo style in Sri Lanka, it has been adopted in the form of artwork and painting in the industrial field. These paintings are found in tea tins used for export of Sri Lankan tea, such as Castle Blend Ceylon tea, Tetley's tea, Request tea, and Lipton's tea. The best representations are found in the Lipton's tea. During the time Anuo style was prevalent, picture cards has been created on the style with photographs of the towns of Sri Lanka. A noteworthy feature is that these artworks quite often show scenes connected with environment of Sri Lanka. With the diffusion of Anuo style, monograms have also made their appearance. Such artwork could still be seen in many main towns of Sri Lanka. In several artworks belonging to the period of King George the Sixth, GR6, this one, GR6 has been imaginatively portrayed in the same style as in contemporary British artwork. The monograms are common in post boxes belonging to this period. In addition, these could be in some buildings. Cannons belonging to the British period. These monograms have also used for the Municipal Council Colombo, Ceylon Government Railway, Cargill Ceylon Limited. When compared with European Anuo in Sri Lanka, examples are rather example creation, but they are nevertheless an interesting footnote in the global spirit of Anuo design. Before the diffusion of Anuo style in Sri Lanka, certain similar motifs were used in Sri Lanka and some of them mixed with the Anuo style. It may be said such artwork depict a Sri Lankan characteristic. Its particular interest is its contribution to phenomena of combination and convergence in Sri Lankan art, as well as contributing an Asian aspect to European art tradition. The purpose of this paper too is to introduce, perhaps for the first time, art historian and heritage specialist in Sri Lanka and abroad to the existence of Anuo elements in Sri Lankan art complex, and present a random survey of example of this in some parts of the country. Thank you very much.